This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Allergy season seems to spring up for most people in the spring and sometimes in the summer and fall as well. But winter can also be a rough time for allergy sufferers and those who deal with asthma on a day-to-day basis. And joining me now to make sure that you know the best ways to take care of the triggers of the asthma and the allergies is Mike Tringale, Director of External Affairs at the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. And Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's a common myth out there that it's usually you have to be outside to really suffer from the things that can trigger allergies and asthma, but that's not true. What are some of the main triggers indoors that either folks don't think about or don't even know about?
Well, you're exactly right. And when you have 20 million Americans who have asthma, it's a real problem. And you compound that with, you know, in the wintertime, we're all locked down in our homes. We get cabin fever. It's where a lot of allergens are lurking. So it's important that people be aware. You know, some of the most common household allergens people don't realize is pet dander, dust mites, mold, cockroaches, rodents. I mean, the list goes on. And these all conspire to make the air quality in your home, in some cases, significantly worse than the air quality outdoors. A lot of people don't know that. So when it comes to asthma and allergies, for example, you know, people just need to be aware, and they need to learn how to avoid those kinds of triggers around their house.
Well, Mike, most people, if they spot a roach or a rodent of some kind, will do something about it. Maybe not so much if there's a little bit of dust around or some of the other triggers you just mentioned there. What are some good steps in terms of preventing these triggers from even impacting you?
Well, the first thing that people can do to really help themselves is visit our website where we've created a guide to an asthma healthy home. It's supported by Merck & Company, and they've helped us develop this step-by-step, room-by-room guide, so you can think about things on a room-by-room basis. And the website we have is called asthmyths.com. That's asthmyths.com. And let's start in the bedroom. You know, the bedroom is one of the more common areas where we spend a lot of our time, but it's also where some of the most allergens are. We have millions of dust mites that are living and dead in our beds, in our pillows, in our comforter. And it's important that you look for a dust mite barrier product, such as things you can encase your mattress, you can encase your pillows in these things. They're made in a special way that doesn't necessarily kill the mite, but it prohibits it from coming up out of the mattress into your breathing space. And they're also washable, so you can keep them in a pretty much an asthma or allergy-friendly state over a long period of time. You know, another problem in the bedroom, of course, is your flooring. If you have wall-to-wall carpeting in your home, it can be a real problem. It oftentimes, wall-to-wall carpeting hides moisture and encourages a lot of mold growth. It's also where pets spend a lot of their time, and it collects pet dander. So you have the compounded issue of possible mold, pet dander throughout the house. As you walk around the carpeting, it throws that stuff back up into your breathing space, and it can become a real problem and trigger your asthma symptoms. So make sure you look at the proper flooring, which would include hard flooring, whether it's laminate flooring or whether it's hardwood flooring. But also, if you do have a rug and you can't remove it from your house, it's important to look for quality vacuum cleaners. You know, vacuum cleaning goes a long way. You know, we often say that a little bit of elbow grease goes a long way in asthma care. So, you know, make sure you outfit your house with the right materials, but that you also clean it with the right types of tools as well. So look for vacuums that have a HEPA filter on them. Look for vacuums that don't leak, because some vacuums are better than others. Some just spew more dust in the air than they actually pull off the floor. Now, that's the bedroom. Now, another room to be concerned about is any room where there's some water, and that would be the kitchen, the bathrooms, even in the basement if that's where your laundry is. Moisture can be a real problem in a home, and in the wintertime what happens is we tend to increase the heat and the warmth in our house, and then we also see an increase in humidity. So that can be a real breeding ground for rodents, for mold, and for mites even. Mites thrive at humidity that's over 50%. So try to keep your house humidity down below 50%, but also make sure you fix leaks and cracks around the spring and the fall time before the winter sets in, so that you can minimize the water that's getting into the house that would cause some of those problems.
In addition to the leaks, Mike, what's the best way to keep that humidity down?
Well, you can actually make HVAC systems now that have humidity controls on them, some of the higher quality ones. You can get dehumidifiers. But keep in mind, even if your humidity is too low, if you have a really dry sensation in your house, which a lot of us complain about in the winter, that can be a problem as well. But you ultimately want to, you can find easy devices at your local hardware store that help you measure humidity in your home, and so you can help try to keep it constant. Now, one of the other things that you've heard me mention is your pets. We know we all love Fido and Fluffy, but the problem with them is that many millions of Americans have pet dander as an asthma trigger. And dander is not pet hair. Dander is dried saliva and skin flakes from pets, and it becomes very brittle, very small, very fine particles that stay up in the air for a very long time. In fact, as you're walking through your house, sometimes you've probably seen the light streaming in, and you see a lot of that dust sort of floating in the air, and you wonder, what is all that stuff? Well, a huge percentage of that is pet dander, and that dander actually gets into the lungs deep and creates an allergic reaction that can trigger somebody's asthma symptoms. So it's important that although we can't eliminate 100% of pet dander in a home, you can minimize it by keeping your pets off your bed, keeping them off the soft furniture, and wiping them down when they come inside. You can actually get special pet wipes, so you don't have to use any soaps or detergents on the dogs or shampoo them all the time. You can just wipe the loose particles that are on the outside of their coat, wipe those off, and keep them under in as dander-free state as possible. You know, it's important also where you can wash something, do it. So if you can wash slip covers on your furniture, make that a regular part of your routine. Whether it's every 2 or 3 weeks is up to the manufacturer's guidelines of that particular fabric. But when it comes to your pillows, make sure you buy pillows that are washable. You know, dust mites, pet dander, all these things get trapped inside our bedding. If you can wash it out, that's great. That's a good help. So make washing bed linens, make washing pet bedding, those kinds of things a regular part of your routine, and you've gone a long way to really controlling the allergens around your home.
Well, definitely good tips as this winter goes on for probably at least a couple more months. I might give the website one more time.
You can visit our website for the Asthma Healthy Guidelines at asthmyths.com, asthmyths.com.
Mike, thanks for your time today. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Mike Tringale is Director of External Affairs for the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. This is Dateline Washington.